A sword attack in Indonesia has shaken Christians. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're talking about the state of the persecuted church throughout Southeast Asia. There are specific ways you can help, whether through prayer or a unique book outreach. Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. A church in Indonesia was recently attacked by an Islamic extremist swordsman, Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs.
This attack happened on February 11th during the morning services there on the island of Central Java in Indonesia. A man with a sword came into the church. He began moving towards the platform, actually wounded two church members in the process, and then wounded the pastor. Police were called. Thankfully, they came. One of the policemen was actually injured in trying to apprehend the swordsman. He was subsequently arrested.
The man has been charged with persecution, weapons custody, and terrorism. No one was killed in the attack. Indonesian Christians have faced persecution like this before. Nettleton says an obvious response is fear, but he encourages believers to pray instead.
We want to pray for this church. We want to pray for those who were wounded in the attack. But one thing I would encourage people is to pray especially for the attacker. In the process of being arrested, he was shot, so he is recovering from a gunshot wound. But we pray that he will experience the love of Christ, that he will repent of his sin and come face to face with Jesus as Lord and Savior.
You can find more ways to support persecuted Christians at missionnews.org. When you think of third world countries, do you expect kids to have big dreams for the future? AMG International's Children's Sponsorship Program educates impoverished kids so they can accomplish their dreams while learning about Jesus. AMG's Bill Passens recently met Raya, an 11-year-old who's in their Indonesian program. Passens shares.
She didn't have any earthly possessions, but because people have loved her, chose to help support her, not only is she thriving now, she actually has hope for the future and even aspires to be a doctor, something that I would say would be almost impossible without the help and the intervention of those who love Christ and are investing in the future.
Though Raya comes from a Muslim family, she's been so moved by the love believers have shown her that she's chosen Jesus as her Savior. And you too can help Indonesian children like Raya learn about Jesus and embrace their dreams.
We have an opportunity right now for you to sponsor 40 kids that are just like Raya that are experiencing the love of Christ, but would love to have an individual sponsor, not only that would help step in financially, but more importantly, that would be praying for these individuals, these young kids.
Take your first step in sponsoring a child with AMG at missionnews.org and also pray for kids with AMG to respond to the message of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. When believers cry for help, the church does her best to answer. For one persecuted believer in Nagaland, India, Mission Cry was that answer.
Whenever he had went to that area and handed out food or medicine, the officials and other people had no problem with him doing that. But once he started handing out the Bible is when the persecution began.
Jason Wolford of Mission Cry said, now they're getting ready to send another container. This time their contact wants to reach the same area that left him beaten and bruised.
Through some very strategic relationships that we have, not only will we be taking in boxes, but taking in literally 30 to 40,000 copies of the Bible and Christian books for that area.
But they're going to need your help to make it happen.
We need to raise $10,000, and that $10,000 will send nearly $500,000 of free Bibles and Christian books, reaching approximately 30,000 people with the Word of God.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons, along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. You can also look into One Way's Prayer Cast outreach, including resources to awaken hearts and create a deeper understanding of the role of prayer. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.